Coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Dave Berman and Mike Mayer by ourselves here tonight. It is the second round, Sweet 16, PIAA 5A State Tournament boys basketball game between the legendary Chester Clippers and the upstart Hershey Trojans. We are at the, speaking of legendary, the legendary Earl Yogi Strom Gymnasium here in Pottstown, PA. And it's a beautiful area. Got the Limerick Power Plants right down the road here. Chester comes into the game 21-6 overall and coming off a big first-round win on the road at Lebanon High School against a very tough Milton Hershey squad. Larry Yarbrough, head coach of Chester year number 9, 213 wins, 52 losses. He has taken Chester to 3 PIAA state championship games, won the state title in 2011 and 2012. Coach Yarbrough in year number 9. For the Trojans of Hershey, 14-13. As I said last week during the broadcast, the game versus Pencrest at Marple Newtown, don't be fooled by that record. They have a tremendous coach, Paul Blackburn, in year number 7 with Hershey. 102 wins, 67 losses, 19th season overall, 280 wins for Coach Blackburn, a member of the first two Carlisle boys basketball back-to-back state champs. Say they won it 4 years in a row, 85, 86, 87, 88. Paul was a guard on the 85 and 86 teams. First ever trip between an appearance, Hershey and Chester in the state tournament in boys basketball. Not sure if they even met during the regular season. I tried my best.
I would not think so.
So throw out the records, obviously. It's do or die, and we'll see what happens here tonight in Pottstown.
Well, the advantage we have is that we've seen both these teams play. Obviously, Chester is in the Delaware Valley area, Delaware County area, which is what we cover, so we see a lot of Chester basketball. And Hershey, we've had the advantage of seeing some pretty important games, including last week's game against Pencrest, where Pencrest came in as a low-scoring team, controlled the ball, controlled the shooting of their opponent, good defense. And the question last week was, would Hershey attempt to, you know, basically outshoot Pencrest and drive a high score, or would they play Pencrest game but they could beat them at their own game? Turned out Pencrest got cold, missed, like, I think we counted 11 layups, and just couldn't get the buckets to fall in. And it was a low-scoring affair. Hershey didn't score their usual. I think they just managed to score their average. But the bottom line is Hershey played their game and beat Pencrest at it, which was kind of unexpected. Tonight, a little different story. You've got Chester, which, boy, if they're on the money, they can be dropping baskets in left and right, and it'll just be raining three-pointers. On the other hand, they also play a real tight trap, and Hershey showed a little bit of problem with Pencrest trap last week. And Chester's got tremendous speed up and down the court. So this should be a real challenge for Hershey. But, of course, from Chester's perspective, they got to sink those baskets, man. I don't care how good you are. If you can't drop those buckets, it's going to be a long night. So, and, of course, in high school basketball with 8-minute quarters, you don't have a whole lot of time to recover from a bad quarter.
Yeah, Chester shot the lights out against Milton Hershey last week. Milton Hershey met Hershey in the regular season. They're right next door to each other in Chocolatown, USA. And Milton Hershey beat Hershey by just 4 points. So, again, it's the pregame show. It's the Earl Strom Gymnasium, Pottstown. We'll talk more about Earl Strom and Bobby Shantz, a little history about this high school up here in this town. It's Hershey against Chester. We'll get to their state playoff history. And you're listening to Boys Basketball State Playoff Action exclusively on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Once again, welcome back. It is the Earl Yogi Strom Gym, Pottstown Boys Basketball, exclusive coverage. Not many radio / internet resources and sources are doing this type of thing. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Chester and Hershey, second round state tournament, Sweet 16, 5A. I know Chester's pumped up, Hershey's pumped up. Hershey 14-13, but what a big win last week, Mike, as we talked about, for the Trojans. Hostile territory over Penn Creston. Chester in hostile territory, a big road win up in Lebanon against Milton Hershey. Chester making its 45th appearance in the state tournament in their 110-year history. 110 wins, 36 losses, 28 trips to the Final Four, PIAA record, obviously, 28 trips to the Final Four, state semis for Chester and boys basketball, 18 trips to the state title game, their last in 2013, and a PIAA record, 8 state championships for Chester, 83, 89, 94, 2000, 2005, 8, 11, and 12. Hershey making just their 7th trip to the state tournament in their long history. 3 wins, 6 losses. They've won a couple of games.
First round games
back in 73. And also they beat Nanticoke in the first round that year, then lost to Abingdon Heights, who they could play in the next round. We'll get to that in a moment. Lost to Abingdon Heights 62-59 from the Scranton area. And then back in 2008, at the AAA level, beat Selins Grove in the first round, lost to the eventual state champion Steel High 71-51. So, you know, some people say history schmistery, throw out the, you know, that doesn't mean anything, but it does. But as you say, Mike, this is a whole new group of kids.
It means something because history is history, and it's always fun to see. And certainly when you've got a group like Hershey coming in where they've never won a second-round game in the PIAA, that's big motivation for them, and they'd love to get that far. And, of course, from gearing as a success, the kids look at themselves and go, gee, we'd be the only basketball team from Hershey to ever get to and succeed in the second round. So that has some appeal. But based on how well kids are going to play, what kind of game they're going to be, I mean, you know, you're so far removed from the teams that played before, particularly any time you're talking about 4 to 5 years since the last team, it's just a totally different group. So, you know, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to know what the history is so that you know how excited the kids are going to get. On the other hand, you got a team like Chester, which seems to be in this race every single year to a certain level.
It's a lot of appearances, Mike. 45 in the state. Unbelievable. And now the PIAA has done a great thing with help from a couple of guys from out in northwestern PA. They now have, and you're going to link it to the DelcoHoops.com website, and it's going to be, they have the history of unbelievable basketball, baseball, all the state tournament records of boys basketball teams. They got all the baseball records, and it's unbelievable.
Right, we're going to link it on a column on the side with the PIA logo, and it's I've got to take a look at the way the page is laid out. But I looked at the basketball today, and it, you know, goes back to 1920. Not only does it take you year by year, but it also takes you team by team and every appearance they've made in these games and their record. For how many appearances they made and what their win-loss was in appearances. So it's great information to have, particularly for people like us who are constantly searching. You know, the reality is that the PIA generally only keeps track of win and loss because that's all they care about. Scores don't really matter, so it's up to everybody else to kind of figure out what's going on. But we will try to link that hopefully over the weekend, although we have a game hopefully coming up this Saturday.
Yes, the winner of this game between Chester and Hershey will take on whoever survives up in Allentown tonight. Parkland High School, Abingdon Heights. We mentioned them. Very tough team. Ken Bianchi's been there forever. Tremendous coach. Very well, you know, like a machine up there. And they're from the Scranton area. Clark Summit taking on the boys from the Philadelphia Public League, Martin Luther King. So the winner of this game, Chester Hershey, will play the winner of that game. Also tonight, we have Archbishop Carroll representing the Catholic League in Delaware County, taking on Palmyra, which is a school also in Hershey's League, right up the street from Hershey, different counties, but a couple miles away.
And they're playing in Reading.
And they're playing at Reading at right now. Maybe you get a score update a little bit later on.
Yep.
And then Northeastern York, 22-1 against Upper Marion at Lancaster, Manheim Township High School at 7:30. So we have a lot going on. As the evening progresses, we have some girls' teams in action from Delaware County.
How many games are there tonight?
A total of, well, you're talking six classes now. That's 12 altogether. The Sweet 16, eight games, eight times 12. That's 96, right?
Yep, 96 games.
96 so. Games, and then we narrow that down to what's two divided into 96? 48.
Oh,
my gosh, I should know my map. Anyway, that's what's going on here tonight in the girls 5A. Actually, 6A, Garnet Valley, Boyertown, who Boyertown knocked out the defending back-to-back-to-back state champion, Cumberland Valley Lady Eagles last week. So Garnet Valley, Boyertown, girls go at it. 8 o'clock right down the road here, Mike. Springford High School.
Is it 5 o'clock?
I think it's...
It's the type is so small, both of us have trouble reading.
Yes, it is. But nonetheless, maybe that game's going on right now. And then Cardinal O'Hara at 6:30 up at Reading at the arena up there. Cardinal O'Hara takes on Central York.
And, so, of course, part of the reason this is all happening so quickly is because of the snowstorm. These games were originally scheduled for Tuesday. We had a back-to-back. We were actually going to do both the Chester game and the Archbishop Carroll game back-to-back in this facility. But then the snowstorm came, that got canceled. They moved Arch Carroll. They're actually doing three games tonight. We're only covering the first. But then Archbishop Carroll was moved to a Reading facility at the same time. Not that we could have gotten to it anyway, but so that was the end of that plan.
And then in girls 5A, Archbishop Wood against Bishop Shanahan. Then there's Springfield Delco. All right.
And again, against this is all girls.
Girls right now. Wyoming Valley West out of the Wilkes-Barre area. That game up at Easton High School starting is at 5 o'clock also. So we might get a update on that. And then we have the Archbishop Carroll girls against the Harrisburg Lady Cougars at 6:30 Geigel Complex. So we'll see how everything shapes up tonight. Of course, we're going to get out of here about 6:30 following the game, go home, right. And we'll be on the computer. And at least I will. And I hope our better halves, you know, don't get upset about that, but that's okay. We're just doing our job and trying to make a good broadcast here. But right now, we're about 3 minutes away from the opening tip of the second round 5A state tournament, the Sweet 16. It's Chester and Hershey back with more following a word from our great sponsors on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Holler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at Pottstown High School, north of King of Prussia by about...
Well, what, north of King of Prussia.
Maybe 20 minutes.
We're up by Limerick.
Yeah, we are. The Limerick Power Plant, the Yogi Strom Gymnasium. And named after one of the greatest referees of all time, a 1945 grad of Pottstown, Earl Yogi Strom, NBA ref, 1957 to 1990. He was the lead ref in the 76ers' last championship, Game 4 at the Forum in Los Angeles, 1983. He was so charismatic. We loved Earl Yogi Strom. And when I think of him, I think of our last NBA championship in Philly.
Now, most people think that David comes up with these stats and he researches them before he shows up. But I got to tell you, I am a witness. We walked here. We drove up here. We saw the name and the name on the gymnasium, and he just starts rattling off all this stuff from the top of his head. So what you just heard is from the heart.
And also from Pottstown, the great Major League Baseball player, 5'7". He played for the Yankees, played for the Phillies, Bobby Shantz, and he's about 92, 93 years old. We saw him in a Delaware County, one of our dinners, honoring Danny Murtaugh a few months ago, and he looks great. Bobby Shantz is from here in Pottstown, and again, the late great Yogi Earl Strom. It's Chester and Hershey back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's the second round do or die Sweet 16 boys basketball 5A tournament from Pottstown. DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Pottstown, PA, Earl Yogi Strom Gymnasium, home of the Trojans. It's boys hoops. It is Hershey. Isn't that ironic? The Hershey Trojans are playing in a gym named after Pottstown Trojans.
Well, there's only so many good names out there.
Yes, and there's not many schools with the nickname of Clippers, which, of course, Chester named after the shipbuilding, which was so unbelievable for years and years and years. So,
What some people don't realize is the original Constitution class, like the USS Constitution in Boston, was built in Chester. One of them was built in Chester.
So. Unbelievable. What a great town.
That goes back to 1790s.
Yes, it was. Shout out to the scorekeeper for Hershey, Althea, for her help here tonight. Terry St. Thomas, longtime scorekeeper, assistant coach for Chester, great job. And the bus driver, had a nice talk with him, the pride of Lebanon. I hope I pronounce his name correctly, Dennis Habecker. And he is he drove Hershey out here and had a nice safe trip. Here we go, starting lineup. First of all, for the Chester Clippers, 21-6, Larry Yarbrough, year number 9, 213 wins, just 52 losses, 2 PIAA state champs. Number 1, one of the top sophomores in the state of Pennsylvania, Michael Man-Man Smith. Number 4, had an unbelievable game shooting-wise, did it all last week against Milton Hershey in the first round, Arad Carter, 5'11 senior. Brian Randolph III, 6'2 junior, number 15. Number 22, Sue Herbo, Jamar Sudan, 6'6 senior. He's a beast. And number 35, Skyscraper, Jordan Camper, 6'9 senior for the Chester Clippers. Now, for the Hershey Trojans, we saw them against Pencrest, so impressive. Paul Blackburn, the Carlisle native, he's won a couple state titles with the Herd back under Coach Lebo back in the day, his seventh year. Starting lineup, number 11, Jake Wilson, 6'2 junior. He averages 11 a game. Number 12, Sean Collar, 6'3 junior, 9 points a game. Number 15, Luke Blackburn, the coach's son, only senior in the lineup. Luke is a 6'1, again, 12th grader, 8 points a game. Luke Hedrick, very impressive, 5'10 sophomore guard, number 24. And number 51, a Division I football recruit, Drew Painter, who caused all kinds of havoc last week against Pencrest in the paint. Ironically, he's 6'4". His older brother, Dylan Painter, is a freshman center slash forward for Villanova, Jay Wright, and they got a big game themselves tonight as it's March Madness in full force in the NCAA tournament here this evening. All right, so Pottstown High School, the venue, Chester and Hershey. Mike, you can say a few syllables. Chester in their orange and black uniforms tonight, the old traditional orange and black, and Hershey, the white uniforms with the blue and red trim.
I'm going to be watching Drew Painter, who played basketball like a football player last week and was very impressive.
Yes, an absolute beast. And the Hershey coaches are going to get a great – they're going to be able to listen to our play-by-play here tonight because we are right pretty much on top of them. Here we go. All right. And the tap is controlled by Chester, moving right to left. It's Randolph. Looking good man-to-man defense so far for the Trojans. Down low is Sudan. Pass is stolen away by the Trojans and Hedrick. They come back left to right, driving to the basket. Layup is blocked by Camper, but offensive rebound. Painter, they weave the ball around. Blackburn, and now out high to Wilson. Wilson between the circles. Chester, of course, man-to-man, just underway. Now left of the key. Chester played, both these teams played great in their first round games. You got to play great this time of year to advance. You really do. Coach Blackburn calling signals in front of us. This is son Luke driving. The old-fashioned Farrell High School weave off the glass. No good on the floater. That was put up in there by, I believe it was Blackburn, and Chester with the rebound. Carter, top of the key, man-man Smith, and he has it, slows it up between the circles. 7 minutes to go, quarter number one. It's a nothing-nothing ball game. Michael Smith looks to drive. Good defense here by the Trojans. Here is an off-balance shot off the glass. No good by Carter, and the rebound taken by Hedrick. The Trojans come back, right wing corner, three ball, too strong. Rebound Randolph for Chester, shot missed by Blackburn. Michael Smith coming back at the foul line. Smith, again, only a sophomore. Chester, good mix of seniors and underclassmen. Sudan behind the leg, dribble, and then underneath to Camper. Misses the dunk, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far side. So 6:22 to go, scoreless first quarter. It's a do or die here tonight, Mike, and a good ball game so far. You would I expect, and Hershey's doing exactly what they need to do, keeping Chester down and shutting him out so far.
Of course, but both teams are shutting each other out.
Painter, top of the key. He's got a new, nice hairdo this time, does Drew. Left side three ball is up. It's short. That was fired up, I believe, by Collar, and Chester with the rebound. Michael Smith loses the ball. Blackburn dies for it, and Hershey out hustles Chester, but ball's on the floor and a push foul on who? They're going to call it, I think, on Hershey. Loose ball foul on Hedrick. First team's first. 5:58 to go. No, they're going to call it on Chester. So change that. And I'm not sure who they called it on. If you can hear the public address announcer, Hershey with the ball, left to right. This is Jake Wilson, looks for a pick, top of the key, left of the key, Collar, weaving it around. Here's a Wilson three, it's wide to the left, and no good. Both teams struggling offensively here. Here's Sudan coming back to the basket, lays it up and in. Jamar Sudan, 6'6 senior, 2-0. Chester draws first blood, 5.5 to go. Here in quarter number one, good move to the basket. Hedrick off the glass and the rim, no good. Nice move by the sophomore, could not get it to fall. And Chester comes back, Carter, right wing corner, right of the key, Smith.
Very, very fast back and forth in the court. Got to slow it down, everybody's got your breath.
Between the circles, way out high, straight away, Smith, right of the key, Carter. Carter looks for a pick. Carter, now left side, jumper by Sudan is good. 4-0, Chester. Sudan with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Chester full court pressure. Full court. Painter, he gets it now to Wilson across the timeline. Jake looks to penetrate. Dishes right side. Good ball movement. Hedrick, three ball is short of the rim. Hit the front rim, would not fall. Chester the rebound. Sudan comes back. Reverse layup is good. And a timeout called by Hershey. So Chester, six quick points, 4:35 to go, quarter number one, the second round of the state tournament, 5A level, 6-0 Chester over Hershey, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the Yogi Strom Gymnasium here in Pottstown. 4.5 to go first quarter. Chester, actually it's Jamar Sudan 6 and Hershey nothing. The Trojans with the ball. And they got to start making some shots here. And here's a shot from the, there it is, from the right wing corner. A tray by Jake Wilson. And it's now just like that, 6-3. Here's Carter, a three ball from the right side. No good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Chester Randolph. And it'll go to the Trojans. 4:08 to go. Great timeout called by Coach Blackburn right there.
No doubt. I mean, he had to settle his team down. They've got to make some shots, and they did. And now they're on the board.
Such a young Hershey squad. Hedrick is one of those good-looking 10th grade guards. Two of the tops in the area, and we got a travel out high. That's called on Sean Collar.
Collar had that issue last week, but he kept his feet. He only got called, I think, once last week, but he's going to have to watch it here. They're going to be real tight about it.
Michael Smith, sophomore. Hedrick, sophomore. Smith, foul line, Sudan. He shuffles his feet, a travel on Chester. Ball will go back to the Trojans. Checking in, the big fella is Nick Hines, 6'7 junior for Hershey. And also Energizer Bunny, number 4, Chase Wallace, 6'1 junior. And Chester keeps their starting five out there. Wallace inbounds the ball to Hedrick. Left to right, Hershey. White uniforms, Chester, the orange and black. 6'3 Chester. 3:40 to go, quarter number 2. Hines drives. Did he?
Yeah, I think he
shuffled his feet. Yeah. Did Nick? And the ball back to the Clippers. 3:39 to go, first quarter. Good ball game so far. Smith, a sophomore. We talked about Hedrick, a sophomore. Two of the top. Ooh. And a zig and a turnover on an errant throw. Chester now a couple of turnovers, as does Hershey. 3.5 to go, first quarter.
They're both teams are playing very, very quickly, but they're a little jittery, it looks like.
Wallace, right of the key. Now an offensive foul, I think. I think it's going to be caught on Hedrick. That would be number 2 on him. All right, check that. His first. My bad. Just 1 on Hedrick. Team's first. So the refs are letting the kids play. You got to love it. 3:20 to go. Quarter number 1. Chester back right to left, leading 6-3. Sudan, top of the key. Right side, Smith. That zone defense causing Chester some issues right now. Carter stops, fires, skims the rim, no good.
Ooh.
Tap, Smith, no good. Offensive rebound. Is that Sudan again or Camper?
I didn't see, but I'll tell you, that was two offensive rebounds. The last one went in. Hershey cannot allow that.
I believe they gave it to Sudan. I was boxed out. So he has all 8 Chester points. Hedrick thought about the 3 from the right side, penetrates out to Wallace for 3 straight away. It's short, follows his own shot underneath the basket, throws the ball away. Here's Man Smith. He's going to try to take it all the way to the rack. The floater around the rim, no good. In and out. And the rebound is taken by the Trojans. 8-3, Chester. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Wallace to Hedrick.
I think that last basket was given to Camper, by the way.
All right, we'll take 2 away from him and give it to Camper, his first 2 of the evening. Hershey back. This is Wilson out high. Hedrick, right side Wilson, driving. Now flips the ball. Hedrick, quick to it. Hershey has it, right wing corner. Stopping, firing, jumper, too strong. Chester the rebound. And then stolen away by Wallace of Hershey. Wallace in the lane. Right side Wilson again for 3. It's short. Both teams really struggling.
Yeah.
And the rebound to Chester. 2 minutes to go in quarter number 1.
Yeah, Hershey's Jake Wilson got 2 good uninterrupted looks and just couldn't get the basket in.
Carter, right wing, between the circles. Randolph, near wing. Top of the key, now between the circles. Carter, Sudan, right of the key. Carter's open now for 3.
Ooh.
Back to the rim, no good. Randolph battling for that rebound. The ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll last touch by Hershey. Back into the game, Drew Painter, along with Sean Collar. And another good-looking sophomore for Hershey High is number 3, Griffin Jackson. Larry Arbrey, coach's son. He's a senior into the game for Chester. 1.5 to go, first quarter. Chester 8, Hershey 3. Chester with the ball. Jamai Evans, another good-looking sophomore, into the game for Chester. Top of the key, foul line jumper now, Sudan. Around the rim and 2. Now Sudan has 8 of the 10 Chester points. 1:20 to go. Coach Arbery, year number 9 for the Clips, 213 wins. What a job Coach LaReef has done over the years. Driving is Wallace, getting it out to Griffin. Now top of the key, Painter for 3. Back of the rim, no good. Hit the support above the basket. So 1:05 to go. It'll be Chester's ball. If Chester can win this game here tonight, they will advance to the state quarterfinals for the incredible 32nd time in history. If they can get by Hershey here tonight. Hershey's never gone past round 2. Evans between the circles. Right of the key. Sudan. Yarbrough. Good ball movement. Evans near wing, top of the key, Sudan looking right block for Camper. He's double teamed. Out high, Smith, bounce pass Yarbrough. He drives, he loses the ball, does Larry. He picks it up, he gives it to Evans, off the glass, good, and a foul by the sophomore. Jamai Evans, my buddy Donnie Dodd, St. James and Chester great. Personals on Painter. He told me about these. He says the Chester program just absolutely loaded 7th and 8th grade at the Chester Charter School, which is the old Franklin Elementary School I went to back in the day. Free throw is good by Evans. Evans was one of those kids. 37 seconds ago, first quarter.
Yeah, I think Hershey's just being outmanned in the key. And if it gets to a battle in there, Hershey's been losing, and they get way too many offensive rebounds.
Chester by 10. Really picking up the defense. Hines, the big fella, right at the key to another big strong, the Division I football recruit. Painter, left wing corner. Three ball is up. It's going to be short. That was fired by Griffin Jackson. Chester rebound. 13 seconds ago. Man Smith left of the key. Chester will go for the final shot here at Pottstown High. Yarbrough, Smith, left side, Evans, sophomore to sophomore. Evans back to Camper, forces it up wide to the right, and that's it. After one quarter of play, your score, the Chester High School Clippers 13 and the Hershey Trojans 3. The State Tournament 5A Sweet 16 on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Yogi Strom. Yes, the former NBA great, one of the best of all time. The gymnasium here in Pottstown. After one quarter, it's Chester 13 and Hershey 3, the Sweet 16. The state tournament, no second eliminations,
nope,
or whatever you want to call
lose
it.
Lose and go home.
Yes, and Chester up by 10, 13-3.
But more importantly, Hershey's only been able to get one basket in the first quarter. And that's, they've taken lots of shots, but they just have not been able to sink them in. And that's a testament to some degree of Chester's tremendous defense.
Sophomore Griffin Jackson inbounds the ball. The Trojans in midcourt with Nick Hines. Hines to, this is Wallace. Wallace in the lane. Top of the key, Jackson, right side, Painter at the near wing. Man-to-man defense, Chester weaving the ball around. Quick. Hershey's got to make some shots. Down low for Painter, and he is fouled from behind by Jameer Springfield, who just checked into the game. And Jameer is a 5'9 senior. Chester has a total of 6 seniors. Not sure where they're going to college, any of them as of yet. Hershey just has a couple. 2 team fouls each squad. Painter at the right block. And he gets it to Hines with the floater. Back of the rim, no good. Hines, the rebound, up, misses the shot. And the rebound is taken by Sudan for Chester. Sudan to Jamai Evans. Jake Wilson ready to check back in. Sudan, left wing corner, Yarbrough. Yarbrough pass underneath to Camper. Out to Springfield, thought about the three, decides to drive. Now dishes it out far side, Evans. Jamai Evans, 10th grader. Yarbrough, senior near wing, Evans. Far side, Sudan. NBA 3 by Springfield. Too strong. Rebound. Here comes Hershey. Wallace drives to the basket. Lay it up and in. A beautiful move by Chase Wallace, 6'1 junior. He hung in the air. Chester's lead is 8, 13-5. 6:48 to go. Quarter number 2. Evans far side to Springfield. Evans top of the key. Left of the key, top of the key, Yarbrough thought about it. Right side, Evans. Evans to Springfield out high. Left of the key, Sudan. He drives, he passes underneath the basket off the glass. It's going to be
no good,
but a foul on the floor, I believe. Called on Hershey. Shot by Evans. Would not have counted. That'll be
Drew Painter.
Number 2 on Painter. Back into the game. Hershey in and out. Coach Blackburn, tremendous job rotating his players. So that will be number 2 on Painter, as you mentioned. Number 3 on Hershey. 6.5 to go, quarter number two. Down low, lay it up and in. Sudan, he's a tough matchup in there, is Jamar. What a career he's had. Four-year player, Letterman.
I think Chester's very comfortable in the paint on offense right now.
15-5 Clippers. Hershey with the ball left to right. Driving to the basket, layup, spin move would not fall for Collar. Chester the rebound. Springfield flying back, left wing corner. That's a three ball. It's up, no good by Yarbrough. And the rebound is taken by Wallace. Chase Wallace back, top of the key. Blackburn right of the key. Hedrick, top of the key. Far wing, Jake Wilson. Wilson guarded by the super sophomore, Evan. NBA three, Wallace. Bingo! Oh,
beautiful shot.
Chase Wallace with five in the quarter. The lead is 7, 15-8, Chester.
Line drive right to the
line
basket.
Line drive. Springfield looking down low. Throws the ball away. Taken by Collar. Back comes Hershey. 5.5 to go before halftime. Carter ready to check back in for Chester. This is Hedrick at the right baseline. He's in trouble. Throws it out top of the key. Wallace says he's going to fire it up again. He bangs it home again. Chase Wallace back-to-back threes under pressure, too. And it's all about making shots, I should say, Mike. 15-11. Hershey down by four. And we have a timeout with 5:09 to go in quarter number two. Clippers 15, Trojans 11. Stay tuned to MountDelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back-to-back trays by 6'1 junior Chase Wallace has cut Chester's lead to four. Foul line jumper Sudan is good. Four in the quarter for Jamar and 12 altogether. 4:50 to go, quarter number two. 17-11 Chester. Blackburn dishes it right wing corner to Collar. And Sean looking around, way out high. Hedrick right of the key, left of the key, Wallace. Wallace, they put Sudan on him. Is that Sudan on him? Yeah, little height. Down low, layup. Yes, good give and go. And the bucket by Luke Blackburn. Hershey down by four to the Chester Clippers. Chester back, man-man Smith. Randolph. Right wing corner, Carter for three. Bang, he was hot the other night. Arad Carter against Milton Hershey. Not much you can do about three balls when the man's in your face, too. Chester by 7, 20-13. Blackburn right of the key. Looks for a pick. Collar left of the key. Now Wallace drives to the basket. Reverse layup and a beauty is good. Unbelievable athleticism. Chase Wallace, he doesn't even start. And he has in the quarter a total of 10 points. Yeah. 6-1 junior for the Trojans, down by five. Carter again, three ball, too strong. It's Jake Wilson, the rebound for Hershey. They come back again. Hedrick, left wing corner. Now to Wallace, right of the key. Wallace looks to drive to the basket, dishes to Collar. Shot blocked from behind and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. 3:33 to go, second quarter. And Chase Wallace, an unbelievable job here. The first 3 points of the game, Jake Wilson, a three ball, the only three that Hershey scored in the first quarter. Now only down by five and with the ball. We're in the second quarter. Inbounding, out high. Wallace, right of the key. Left of the key, Collar for three. It's up, rims out, no good. Tap is no good. Hershey hustling like crazy. Chester comes back, man-man Smith. Wisely, he's a magician out there. It's Randolph, right of the key. Left of the key, excuse me. Right of the key, Carter. Slows it up. 3:11 to go, second quarter. Chester by 5, 20-15. Second quarter, as we mentioned. Smith, top of the key. Left of the key, Sudan. Down low, left block for Camper. Camper, left wing, Sudan. Top of the key, Randolph, right side. Three ball is no good by man-man Smith. Offensive rebound. Missing the dunk is Camper. Off the back of the rim. And a foul called on Sudan. Coach Blackburn is pumped. Three team fouls each squad here in the second quarter. Too much dipsy-doo right there.
Well, I was going to say, you know, slam dunking is great when it works, and when it doesn't work, it's very demoralizing. So as much positive as you get out of a good slam dunk, it's really tough when you don't.
Campers missed a couple of dunks here this evening in Pottstown. 2:40 to go. Hershey with the ball. Second quarter. Driving layup around the rim and in on the give and go by Jake Wilson. Chester lead is 3, 20-17 over the scrappy, feisty Hershey Trojans who play in the tough Mid-Penn Conference. Keystone, don't be fooled by that 14-13 record Penncrest learned last week. Arad Carter, left wing corner. Randolph, top of the key. Left of the key to Smith. Smith, Randolph. Zone defense are making Chester. I tell you, they're doing a good job inside and outside. Pull-up jumper, Carter, no good. Rebound, Collar for Hershey. They can tie the game with a three ball here. Trojans back with Hedrick to Wallace, right of the key. Wallace is going to penetrate. Left side, Collar, three ball up. Yes, we are tied. Sean Collar bangs it home. The fourth three of the game for the Trojans. We're tied at 20, 20-20. 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Hershey, unbelievable performance here. They were down by 10 after one quarter of play. Sudan, left side jumper, too strong, no good. Rebound is taken by Wilson. Wilson now to Wallace, drives to the basket, fouled from behind by Arad Carter, number two on Arad. Hardly any fouls here in the first half. Out of bounds, they'll throw the ball in. Wilson has a three. Collar has a three for the Trojans, and Chase Wallace with two.
I tell you, it's been a remarkable performance from Hershey. The first quarter looked like it was going to be all Chester, and they've come roaring back.
Into the game, Ramad DeJarnett, 6'2 sophomore. Long three ball straight away. Hedrick, no good. Chester, the rebound. Chester coming back. Man, Smith, right of the key. And the longer Hershey stays in the game, more confident they're going to be.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They beat it, yeah. Chester with a minute to go here in the first half. Man, Smith. Carter, left wing. Down low to nobody in particular. Thrown away. Another turnover on Chester. And here come the Trojans back. It is Wallace. Drives to the basket. Somebody should be wide open, but Chester getting on their man quickly. Pull up in the lane. Yes! By Luke Hedrick.
Hershey's first lead of the night.
Yes, they have outscored Chester by 12 points here in the second quarter. 22-20, the Trojans over the Chester Clippers. DeJarnett, sophomore. Man, Smith, sophomore. Carter is a senior with the ball. DeJarnett, 17 seconds ago, first quarter. Chester looking frustrated out there. Michael Smith between the circles. Carter, top of the key, Smith, 5 seconds ago, driving now, Randolph to the basket, misses the shot, offensive rebound, Randolph two at the buzzer. Brian Randolph has tied this game, 22-22 at half, a tremendous second quarter for Hershey. We are tied at 22, the Sweet 16 of the PIAA. Boys basketball 5A state tournament from Pottstown on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
You'll be a dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist. but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Had a good Thursday evening. We are live at halftime here. Second round, state tournament, Sweet 16, 5A level, six classes this year, and it is a tie between Hershey and Chester at 22. The Clippers led 13-3. They carried over that great play from last week when they dominated Milton Hershey. But how about the Hershey Trojans coming back? They took a two-point lead, outscored Chester by 12 at one point, and then Brian Randolph a layup at the buzzer. So we're tied at 22, and tremendous job, Coach Blackburn, man. He is coaching his butt off here tonight.
Absolutely, lots of substitutions. We have an update as well, Carroll versus Palmyra. Carroll was leading by almost 22 points at the beginning of the game, or, you know, into the second quarter. But now with a minute to go in the half, it's 33-24, Carroll on top. So Carroll's still dominating, but obviously Palmyra's starting to find their rhythm and trying to get some hoops in. So we'll see. That may become a shootout. This game, boy, I really thought Chester was going to start walking around with this. When there was a 10-point lead, you know, 15-5, and Hershey could not get a shot. Of course, you assume when that happens, they're going to start hitting some shots. And who was it that came in for Hershey? Starts hitting the three-pointers?
Chase Wallace, yeah.
Wallace just was – and the shots were just solid. I mean, there was no arc to them. They were just, boom, right in the basket.
You got to give Hershey credit. The Hershey Trojans. They've never advanced, as we said, never have gone. They've only made seven state appearances in their history, never got by the second round, only twice. And Chester, you know, and last week, one thing, a lot of Chester fans are talking behind me. How come Chester's not pressing them? Because they saw what Pencrest did last week.
The interesting thing is obviously Hershey is very concerned about the stamina of their players, generously substituting guys, keep them, you know, rested and not get winded. Whether that continue through another two quarters is going to be another thing to see. I mean, one of the problems with keeping up with Chester is keeping up with Chester. I mean, they can really wind you. And they don't do the substitutions as often, so their kids are really quick, really in good shape, and they just don't tire as easily. But, you know, part of that is sinking shots, and we saw Chester get cold for a while. What was the second quarter outscoring for
Chester was outscored 19-9.
So
there you go. And the winner of this game will be taking on, obviously everybody's tough this time of year, either Martin Luther King or Abingdon Heights from the Scranton area. Martin Luther King is located old-fashioned Philadelphia Public League score. Matthew DeGeorge, you want to take a quick break? You'll come out and talk to him. He can give us some other updates of other games. So we're going to take a break right now. We're tied at 22 at halftime. It is Chester and Hershey, do or die. This is the second round of the PIAA state tournament at the 5A level. And Matthew will have so much to say from Delco, the Delco Times on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Again, back here at the Earl Yogi Strom, great NBA ref before Matthew DeGeorge was actually born. Not you, Mike.
I know who Yogi Strom is, though.
There you go, my man. We're in Pottstown. It's halftime, state tournament, round number two, do or die. Chester against Hershey. Tremendous job, Hershey, coming back at 22-22. And the old heads from Chester, they're a little frustrated. And they're starting to yell at me for some reason.
Well, they should be confused. I'm a little confused watching what just happened over that first 16 minutes. I mean, that first quarter, that was the good Chester, and then the second quarter you had the bad Chester, which was, you know, ill-advised jump shots, not creating a lot of shots, a lot of standing around in that zone. They're very good when they make threes, but they're not making threes, and really it doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. So much forcing the ball into Jordan Camper, who doesn't help that he blows two dunks in the first half, although he was good defensively. But at least three turnovers trying to force the ball into him. It's tough to generate offense that way, and you know, just go with what's working. If they're going to be in that zone, have Jamar Soudan shoot 15 of those turnaround jumpers from the elbow, and he's going to make 10 or 12 of them. And it's just kind of confusing. A lot of credit to Hershey, because they made some good adjustments in that second quarter. And really, the last 6 minutes of the second quarter, Chase Wallace comes in, gives them a huge burst. I have no idea how that kid doesn't start.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
But I'm sure the coaches know a lot more than I do.
They may bring him in to just throw off the other team's offense.
I would bring him in. I think the real key that he was able to do is he didn't seem sheepish about taking it off the dribble. That first quarter, a lot of kind of feeling out, just shooting threes. Once you're able to get that defense moving, a little drive and kick, some smart cuts under the basket that were really nice to watch, then Hershey's offense starts going. It's no coincidence that the shots start falling. So this should be an interesting second half.
Basically, you got a brand new ball game for another 18 minutes or another 16 minutes.
You look at that first quarter and you think that this game maybe isn't going to be close, and then you see Hershey make adjustments like they did, and it's going to be a close game.
Not only did it not look like it was going to be close, but Chester seems so comfortable on offense, so comfortable in the key. I mean, just handling the ball so well, and everything, not everything, but a lot of stuff was falling in, and Hershey couldn't get a shot. And then, man, it was like you blinked your eyes and what, did you switch kids on me? And in a sense, they did.
There's still the press card to play that Chester always has. That you could turn that on for 5 or 6 minutes and completely change the complexion of a game. I would think that we're going to see that at some point. Arad Carter's the only one with multiple fouls, so you're in a good shot with that.
All right, real quick, Carroll update. You might have when you have another one here.
Yeah, Carroll, I think, is up 33-24 at the half on Palmyra.
Palmyra's a good, nice team.
It's not a team that Carroll should be losing to at this juncture of the tournament. You might say the same about the game that we're looking at here.
Hey,
but it's certainly a game that Carroll, I think, would look at as a winnable game. Possibly sets up a date with District 3 champ Northeastern in the next round, which I think that would be quite a game.
If Upper Marion can beat him. But anyway, thank you very much, Matthew DeGeorge. DelcoTimes.com.
Thanks,
we'll
guys,
be back with more on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, think Rothman first, run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Yeah, it's just Berman and Mayer here this evening. Hey,
yeah,
man.
Mark was busy. I don't know what he had to do, but Pete is off visiting his new granddaughter, who's about 6 weeks old, I think, and he's down in Georgia visiting that, so we gave him the night off. And he will not be back until Monday or Tuesday. So we'll see what happens, but we're hoping to do another game Saturday, depending on who's playing.
We get ready for the third quarter. Chester left to right. Hershey, of course, right to left. Tie game, 22-22 at Pottstown. Home of Bobby Shantz, Major League great. Yogi Strom, the ref. Chester Randolph will inbound the ball midcourt into super sophomore. All these kids are pretty much a year older now, and Hershey, out of their top 8 or 9 kids, only one senior in Luke Blackburn. So this would be, if they can beat Chester here tonight, biggest win in program history. still staying in the zone. Chester weaving the ball around. There's Carter, three ball from the right wing corner, and it's good. Arad Carter. Chester putting on the trap. Painter across the timeline, and what do we have? Knocked out of bounds by Chester. Chester putting on the immediate pressure here, full court. Inbounding the ball is Hedrick for the Trojans right in front of us. In the half court, the Painter. Back to Hedrick. Chester by three, 25-22. Painter, far side, driving to the basket. Shot blocked by Camper. Here comes Chester. Man-man Smith looking to penetrate. Gets it out to Carter. Carter in the lane. Out to man-man Smith. Doesn't take the shot. Left of the key, right of the key. Actually, left of the key now, Sudan. Sudan out to Randolph to Michael Smith. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Randolph, far side, Sudan. Left wing corner, Carter. Chester being very patient. Fans want them to pick up the pressure, you know, pick up the pace, but yeah, I think they're doing right now a fine job. And Hershey's doing a tremendous job in that zone. Reminds me of the Mount Lebanon team in the 2011 state finals that Chester had trouble with in that zone. Chester still won in overtime the state title, 2011. Anyway, they still just moving the ball around. Sudan, Randolph, Smith, Carter looks to penetrate. Now wide open 15-footer Randolph is good. Brian Randolph the third. 4 points for him. Chester by five. Collar inbounding ball. Chester full court pressure. Getting the ball in. Back court. Throwing it up court. Here come the Trojans. 2-on-1. Painter left block. Loses control of the ball. Picks it back up. Takes it to the rack against Camper. Floater. No good. He bats it out though. He gets it right wing corner Blackburn. Hershey. Good hustle there by the football recruit Painter. And Painter right of the key. Chester by five. 5:55 to go, third quarter. This is Collar, left of the key, top of the key. Weaving the ball around, Hedrick, right side, Painter. And a ball deflected away. Here's Sudan. He's going to try to take it one-on-one to the basket, lay it up and in. Jamar Sudan, Chester by seven. Sudan's had a tremendous game with 14. Full court pressure. They break it. Painter is going to try to take it all the way to the rack. Misses the shot against Camper. Rebound, Chester. Back comes Man-Man. Chester on a run right here. Right wing corner. Arod Carter. Arod takes it out. Top of the key, Randolph. Chester 29-22 over Hershey. 7-0 run to begin. Quarter number three. Right side, Carter. Thought about it. Held up. Man-man. He can shoot. He actually can shoot, ladies and gentlemen. And he drains that three right there. And Chester is on fire here. A 10-0 run just like that. Chester 32 and Hershey 22. State playoffs. Boys Hoops. DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 10-0 run for Chester here in the third quarter, 5:06 to go. State playoffs got to win to keep your season alive, and Chester leads it now by 10, 32-22, and three ball by Michael Smith, three ball Arad Carter, two for Randolph, two for Sudan, Mike, and we'll see if Chester can keep it going right
now. Well,
there.
And Hershey's got to put a stop to it, obviously. They've got to sink some baskets. You may not be able to stop Chester completely, but you got to make good on your baskets. Had a couple opportunities, couldn't get them in. They can't afford to get down by more than 10 and expect to stay in this game, I don't think.
So here we go. No team fouls. Only, actually, in the whole game, only six. It's great. Referees letting the kids play. Full court pressure, Chester. Collar to inbound. Better hurry up. Gets it far side, Hedrick. Hedrick across the timeline. Right wing corner, Blackburn. Out to Hedrick. And now getting it to Collar. Right side, Blackburn. Top of the key, Jake Wilson. Blackburn thought about it for a second. Now he gets it into the game. Wallace, left side Collar. Out to Wallace. Wallace guarded by Randolph. Looks for a pick. Wallace in trouble. Then down low, Hedrick with a left hand. Misses the shot. Too strong. Jordan Camper the rebound. Michael Smith comes back. Smith to Carter. Carter far wing. Right of the key, Randolph. And the Chester kids a little hesitant shooting the ball here tonight.
Chester kids? I think they're just trying to fake out Hershey.
Carter, good move. Stop. Pop, wide to the right. Camper the rebound. Up, jam. Two-handed jam by Jordan Camper.
He made sure it went in this time.
Yeah. Four for him. Full court pressure. 4:10 to go. Third quarter, Chester on a 12-0 run in the backcourt. Larry Arbrey probably laid into the guys at halftime, but Hershey's not done yet. They got back before. Got to hit threes. Blackburn three ball. Yes! There it is. Blackburn. 4-3. Cuts the lead just like that. 34-25. And for Luke Blackburn, 5 points for him. We will take Mike a real quick break here. And
yes,
listen
sir.
To DelcoHoops.com. The state playoffs.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Back to the action. We have 3:52 to go in the third quarter. Chester with the ball, leading by 9. Sweet 16, 5A state tournament. Arad Carter, top of the key. Now getting it to Sudan for 3. Short ball on the floor, taken by Hershey. Now the Trojans trying to get on a run here and get even closer. They were down by 10, outscored Chester by 10 in the second quarter. Tied it up. Now Chester up by 9. Blackburn again for 3. Too strong. Look at Chase Wallace. Taps it out. Straight away. 3 ball is good. And here they come again. Jake Wilson for 3. All by Hustle. Hustle plays in the lead. Chester up to 12. Now down to 6. 34-28. Man. Right side Randolph. Randolph to the rack with a left hand around the rim and in for Brian Randolph the third. Chester by 8. 36-28. Now just a half-court trap. 2:55 to go in the quarter. Chase Wallace back across the timeline, guarded by Randolph. Chase is going to try to take it down low. Blackburn's shot is partially blocked. Was it partially blocked by Chester? Nonetheless, it's going to be. It gets stuck in the between the rim and the backboard. Possession arrow will go with Hershey. Blackburn to inbound under his offensive basket. Down low right side, kick violation, Chester. 2:47 to go, third quarter. Chester by 8, 36-28. Their biggest lead was 12 points. Hershey draining those three balls. Way out high to Collar. Collar between the circles, left of the key, Wilson. Jake, top of the key. Jake flips it to Blackburn. Ball deflected away, right side Collar. Now Collar, right wing corner. Collar looking to penetrate, drives, floater, no good. Missed a bunny right there. Here's Chester with a rebound. Michael Smith to Carter near wing. Out to Smith. Chester by 8 and with the ball. 2:20 to go, quarter number 3. Winner takes on Martin Luther King or Abingdon Heights. Left side, Randolph the third. Left wing corner, Smith. Man brings it out high. Crossover. Deflected away. Last deflected by Hershey and picked up by the Trojans. And what a hustle play by Hershey's Jake Wilson, but he loses the ball out of bounds. He had no choice right there, but the effort was absolutely unbelievable. And that's what's going to take here for Hershey to do this against Chester from Chocolate Town, USA. 2 minutes to go, quarter number 3. Chester with the ball, still with an 8-point lead. Here's Smith back slowly. No fouls here in the second half. You got to love it, Mike.
Yep, absolutely. And it's a clean game. It's not like the refs aren't calling a whole lot of stuff.
Carter, yep. Three ball straight away. No good. Long rebound taken by Smith. Smith for Chester. Smith out high to Carter. Carter way out near the hash mark on the far side. Near wing. Down low for Sudan. Ball knocked away by Hines, but Nick was on the end line. Chester retains possession of the ball, 36-28.
Getting back to your comment on hustle, boy, that's hustle all the way.
And they have to, and Coach Blackburn sending guys in and out. Now into the game is Drew Painter, younger brother of Villanova's Dylan Painter. Sudan, wide open Smith, for three. That's going to be too strong. What a rebound by Wallace. He's 6 foot one, but there's a steal by Chester and Randolph with a left-handed layup, and he can pick a lot of people's pockets. He shut down. He did a heck of a job on Redding's Lonnie Walker earlier this year. Chester by 10. Here's a stop and a pop. A good-looking sophomore in and out by Jackson. Chester the rebound. Griffin Jackson just missed that. Carter comes back. Carter to the basket. No good. Put back Sudan for two. Chester by 12 again.
I think Hershey's starting to show a little fatigue here.
In the backcourt now. 49 seconds to go, third quarter. Hershey with the ball. Hines to the basket. No, but a foul. Personal is on Camper. Jordan's first. So our first free throws in a long, long time since the first quarter. A total of only seven fouls in the entire game. Four on Chester, three Hershey.
We had the one free throw because that was a three-pointer.
So let's see how Nick Hines does. 6'7 junior. Misses it. Larry Arbrey back into the game. Coach's son number two. And Jemai Evans, sophomore number 11. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Chester 40 and Hershey 28. Hines again. Up. Rims out. No good. Sudan rebound to Smith. Smith to Evans. Midcourt is Smith from Evans. Across the timeline, obviously. Will Chester go for the final shot? Yarbrough. Smith. Sudan, near wing. Top of the key, Evans. Smith, far wing. Down low, Camper. Give and go for Evans. Oh. Loses the ball out of bounds. So Hershey will get the ball back. 19.9 seconds ago, third quarter. Chester, again, could not go for the final shot. In the Hedrick. Hedrick guarded by Yarbrough. His dad was one of the greatest at Chester back in the day and at Coppin State. Top of the key, Hines. Hines down low for Painter. Painter looks to kick it out. Hines, foul line jumper. High arcing shot is good by Hines at the buzzer. That is a huge bucket by Hershey, but Chester gave them the opportunity to go for the final shot by not taking it themselves. We go to the fourth quarter. Your score, the Chester Clippers now 40 and the Hershey Trojans 30. Boys basketball, the state tournament, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here. I know somebody in the crowd here tonight from my old radio broadcast days in Mifflin County, PA. Dave Berman here, and we are getting ready for the fourth quarter here at Pottstown. State playoffs, round number two. Chester leading 40-30, Mike, and your strategy if you are Chester. You know, you probably, with Hershey staying in the zone, keep, you know, just hold onto the ball. But Chester probably won't do that. They don't like doing that.
Well, I understand. I would slow it down and make hold of every possession for a minute. You have to do it four times. The game is over. By the way, an update. Carroll's 41. Palmyra's 25, halfway through the third.
Archbishop Carroll. Yarbrough, Chester with the ball, right wing corner. Three ball is up, too strong. Offensive rebound, Jemai Evans. Looking underneath for Sudan. Knocked out of bounds by Hershey. It'll stay with the Clippers, 7:36 to go. Here in the fourth quarter. 40-30, Chester by 10. Left wing corner, Smith. Drives, stops, fires, no good. Over the back foul on Camper. That'll be his second. 7:32 to go, so Hershey's going to have to, if you're Chester, you still have four fouls to give, so they're going to keep that trap on. And what Hershey has to do, break the trap and drain some three balls. See if they can get it done. Now Chester backs it off, collar across midcourt to Hedrick between the circles. Hedrick right of the key now, gives it to This is Jackson. Jackson the collar, left side to Wallace. Jackson, right side collar. Almost a steal by Evans, and he knocks the ball out of bounds. Good hustle by Jamai Evans. He's quick as a cat, knocking the ball away from Griffin. Let's check that. Chase Wallace, the 6'1 junior for Hershey. Hershey with the ball, 7 minutes to go. Quarter number four. Looking. Hines has it, 6'7 junior. Tremendous experience no matter what happens here tonight for this Hershey team. Very, very young. And almost a steal, and it is a steal by Yarbrough to the basket. Lay it up, misses the layup, but the putback is good by Jamai Evans. Tremendous hustle by Evans.
You know, there were three dark jerseys from Chester down there on the rebound and only one from Hershey. So,
and great defense by Larry Yarbrough Jr., the coach's son, as he knocks the ball off one of the Hershey players out of bounds. Another turnover. So it'll be back to Chester, 12-point lead, 42-30, 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. No broadcast, but Archbishop Wood is in the house here with their boys and girls. Sudan right block, and we have a foul on Hershey, I do believe. It's going to be off the ball on Hedrick. No, it's on Chester. I'm sorry. My bad. It's on Jamai Evans, first team's third. So Hershey with the ball. Collar coming back. Collar across a timeline. Gets it. Wilson, Hines, Collar. Blackburn left of the key. Now to Jake. Right side. Jumper good by the 6'7" and getting better by the moment. About a 7-footer, Nick Hines. And the lead is 10. Coming up on 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball. 10-point lead, state tournament. Down low, Sudan, reverse layup, no. And Camper loses the ball. Looks like it was last touch by Camper, but they said it went off a Hershey player at the last moment.
Wow. Because they're much closer than we are.
Evans to inbound. Yarbrough, near wing. Yarbrough in the lane with a left hand, lays it up and in. Good job by Larry Yarbrough, 5'10 senior. His first two of the night, Chester by 12, 44-32. 5:45 to go, quarter number four. Collar back across midcourt to Hedrick, left of the key. Now top of the key, Chester really picking up that D. Wilson is, that's going to be a touch foul on Chester. Reach in on Man Smith. So Chester now 14 fouls here in the second half, and Hershey with none. Jumper from the left side is good by Luke Hedrick of the Trojans. 5.5 to go. Hershey's going to have to pull it out. We're in the fourth quarter, Chester by 10, and they get out of the zone because they want to try to cause some turnovers here. And it's hard to go. There's a foul line jumper. Sudan, left elbow by Jamar is good. He has 18 points. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by 12, 46-34. Hershey needs to make a run quickly. And we have a hold foul on Chester and Sudan. Sudan's second, 5 on Chester. Randolph back into the game for Chester. And in is Chase Wallace, 6'1 junior. So Chester now with 4:59 to go in the fourth quarter only has one more foul to give. Hershey can really pick up the pressure here. They have 6 fouls to give.
Yeah, well, Wallace has got to be told to start shooting three-pointers. We got to get back in this game.
Collar way out high near midcourt. Keeps it from going into the backcourt. Looking. Chest pass near side. Top of the key, Collar. Collar looks to drive. Layup is good. Nice move by Sean Collar. Chester's lead is 10. 4:42 to go. Clippers have the ball. Smith comes back. Smith looking. He's going to take it to the rack. We're going to block foul at the last minute or an offensive foul. It's going to be a block on the floor. It's on Collar. Is it a shooting foul or on the floor? I think it's on the floor. Back into the game, Arad Carter for the Clips. Chester with the ball. 46-36. 10-point lead over a scrappy Trojan team. That'll be back again next year, no matter what happens with this lineup and a great coach and Mr. Blackburn. Five team fouls, Chester here in the second half, just one on Hershey. Carter, right wing corner, down low for Sedan. Misses the layup, offensive rebound for two by Jordan Camper. Jordan has six. Chester by 12, 48-36. Chase Wallace guarded by Randolph. Wallace, floater, no but a foul. Two free throws coming for Chase Wallace. Personal Randolph. Now Chester already, now that's six. That, anytime they foul from now on, it's free throws. But only one team foul, Hershey. At the line, Wallace. Free throw, no good. Got to make foul shots, though, if you're Hershey.
Yep, you got to make the foul shots.
They're down by 12. 4:14 to go.
And Wallace has got to start shooting threes again. If they don't go in, they don't go in, but you got to get back in this game.
Fourth quarter.
4 minutes left.
Wallace again up. Good. There he goes. Chase Wallace has 11, 10 of those in the second quarter. Now full court pressure, Hershey. Chester breaks it easily. Randolph. Chester by 11, and that's a backcourt violation, and then a steal by the Trojans, and they lay it up and in. Luke Hedrick. So Hershey giving Chester a taste of their own medicine. The lead is down to 9. Here comes Chester. Good bounce pass, and it's going to be a foul going to the basket. Jordan Camper. Foul on 15, Blackburn. Second team foul on Hershey here in the second half. Chester by 9, 48-39, and Camper at the line shooting 2.
Yeah, Hershey's coach is complaining he wasn't a shooting foul.
That was a beautiful bounce pass, too.
Yeah.
Camper at the line. Up. Back of the rim, no good. Jordan will get another. Chester on and off this year at the foul line. Some games really good, some games not so much. Jordan makes that one. One of two, and a timeout on the floor called by the Clippers. Chester by 10, 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Over the Hershey Trojans, good ball game, state tournament, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Second round, Sweet 16, PIAA State Tournament, the 5A level.
Into the third quarter for Carroll and Palmyra. Carroll 55, Palmyra 33.
And a game following this one is a big girls' con. Obviously, every game's big now. It is Archbishop Wood, defending state champs, and they won it several times over Bishop against Bishop Shanahan. So Hershey has the ball, and the clock runs now, 3:48 to go. Fourth quarter. Chester is in a zone defense. Chester by 10. Wilson, three ball from the left side. Bingo! Jake Wilson. Chester now the lead is 7. Full court pressure. Hershey has a lot of fouls to give. Sudan, left wing corner. Randolph looks to drive. Ooh. Off the glass. Too strong. Too rebound Blackburn. Hershey coming back. Collar, right of the key. Looks to drive, no, but a foul on Sudan. Hershey making a late run here. 3:15 to go. They have four fouls to give. They can cut the lead to 5 here.
They can pull this out. They're going to have to play almost perfect basketball for the next 3 minutes, but they can do this.
Got to make foul shots. First is up and good for Collar. They shoot 75% from the foul line. Lead is 6. Chester was up by as many as 12 and with the ball.
Yep.
A minute or so ago here in the fourth quarter. Again, good. Nothing but net. Sophomore into the game, number 3, Griffin Jackson.
5-point game, 2 scores.
Yep, 49-44. And again, they have a lot of fouls to give. Sudan in the Randolph. Randolph almost across midcourt. Sudan now to Carter. Carter, double team. Now to Camper, right wing corner, out to Smith. 3 minutes to go. Plenty of time. Chester has the ball out high. Carter. Smith. Almost a steal. Hershey can be very aggressive, and there is a foul number 3 on Hedrick. So Hershey, to put Chester at the foul line, still has to commit 4 more fouls. Blackburn back into the game. Chester 17 fouls. Hershey 3. Chester with the ball, 5-point lead. 2:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Smith guarded by Jackson. Thinking about taking it to the rack and a kick violation on the bounce pass. Chester fans getting a little nervous, Mr. Mayer.
Well, they should be. I mean, this game is doable. Obviously, the clock is not the friend of Hershey right now, and right now Chester's controlling the ball.
Here's Sudan down low, misses the shot. Randolph follows up for 2. Brian Randolph.
And again, that offensive rebound is just a killer when they put it back into the bucket.
Chester by 7. Collar, Blackburn, far side. Now Wallace spins. Shot up the glass, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound, Chester. Now they're going to have to foul. 2:16 to go. There's 1 on Griffin Jackson. Chester by 7 and the ball. 2:14 to go, fourth quarter. Team foul number 4 on Hershey. They got to commit 3 more fouls, put Chester at the line, and hope Chester misses. Sudan has it, and he's pushed from behind by Chase Wallace. 2:14 to go. Coach Blackburn and his staff, they want to extend the game and make Chester make foul shots. And there's a turnover. Chester throws it away. Didn't have to foul. 2:10 to go. Hershey back. Blackburn, left wing corner. It is a freshman missing that shot. Good effort, though. Man, Jackson a 3 ball from the left wing corner. Smith fouled in the backcourt by Chase Wallace. That'll be team foul number 6 or 5. 6 on the Trojans. Chester, 2 minutes to go. So the next foul will put Chester at the foul line. Fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go. Hershey down by 7, 51-44. It's not the most exciting basketball because it's a foul fest, but
that's all right.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, that's why you got to practice your foul shots. And a reach in on Blackburn. So without the clock moving, it's 1-1. So Chester goes to the line. It's all about making foul shots here. 1-1. So 7, 8, 9. But the problem is Hershey's going to have to come down and make shots themselves.
Yeah, well, and that's been a problem. I mean, Hershey can go on one of their the famous runs we've seen the last couple of games. They could pull it in, but they got to be able to stop Chester. And the way they're going to stop him is to foul him. So.
And Carter is probably Chester's best free throw shooter. So Arad will go to the line. He's a grizzled veteran, been in these situations before. And the first is around the rim and in for Carter. 7 points for the senior. Chester by 8. 2 minutes to go. Carter again. Each team was 7 fouls. Second half. Carter up and good.
That's not the formula Hershey was hoping for.
Chester by 9, I believe it should be. Collar for 3, up, in, and out. Randolph the rebound. Randolph to Carter, and he's fouled. And that's, again, the guy you really don't want to foul. But Chester 53-44. They're 1:48 away from advancing to the state quarterfinals for a PIAA record 32nd time. Carter shooting 1-1 again. 1:48 to go, fourth quarter. Heck of an effort by the Trojans, no matter what happens here tonight. Carter up, rims out, no good, and the rebound to the Trojans. Still got a little bit of life, but they're going to have to make some shots here. Ooh. And almost a turnover. Wilson forces up a long, long, long 3 ball, and he drains it. There you go. Jake Wilson. cuts the lead to 6, 53-47. Let's take a break. 1:38 to go in the fourth quarter on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We have 1:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Big three ball there for Hershey's Jake Wilson after missing the front end of a 1-1 by Carter. Chester with the ball. 6-point lead, 53-47. Hershey with 18 fouls. Chester with 7. So if you're the Trojans, you're probably, and Coach Blackburn's doing exactly what he has to do, extend the game and hoping right. Chester Keat misses oh, foul right. shots. And
all right, an update on girls' game. Garner Valley, who's playing?
Boyertown.
The Boyertown is winning 47-39 with 4:17 left.
All right, Boyertown knocked out the defending state champs, Cumberland Valley. Trap is on. Chester better get it across the timeline. Randolph. And he gets it to Carter, has a clear lane to the basket, but he's fouled before he dished off. So it'll be 1-1 for Carter. And just in the nick of time, Hershey fouled him because he had a wide-open Jordan Camper under the basket who flushed it, but on the floor. So this will be the last time Chester will have a 1-1. Still plenty of time, 1:27 to go. Carter made 2 of 2 earlier and missed the front end. Here, again, grizzled. Boy, the gym gets quiet.
Yeah.
Up. Good. Carter with 3 in the quarter.
There's no student sections. When we're in student sections, they're usually screaming during free throws.
Yeah. 7-point lead, Chester.
I like the screaming better.
Carter again. Studies. Fires. Got it. Carter with 10. 4 free throws here in the last minute. 8-point lead for Chester. And Hershey needs some threes. They got to look for picks or just force something up. There's Jake Wilson. Looks to drive, dish it out. There's Blackburn. Long three ball. I mean, way out there. No good. Sudan the rebound. And he's fouled in the backcourt by Luke Hedrick. And Sudan will go to the line shooting 2. I see a lot of Mechanicsburg people here. Their boys team is taking on Archbishop Wood in the third game of the night here at Pottstown. And Sudan has done a nice job. We got the Rondé shimmy to help improve his free throw shooting. Rondé Jefferson, Hollis Jefferson with the Brooklyn Nets, makes the first to Sudan. Struggled and did that little shimmy. Sudan misses that one. Chester by 9. Hershey back. 1:05 to go, fourth quarter. Left of the key, Collar, three ball, short. Rebound, batted out again. Left wing corner, three ball, short. Hershey, offensive rebound. There's your boy right there. Three ball is good. He makes three balls like they're layups. Yes, it is good by Jake Wilson. Three balls in the last couple of minutes here. 5 in the game, 49.8 seconds to go. In the fourth quarter, Hershey's in this baby on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at Pottstown High School, second round, Sweet 16, boys basketball, AA tournament. Hershey hanging in there, down by 6 now, 56-50. Chester with a 6-point bulge, 49.8 seconds ago in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball. 10 team fouls. So Hershey, what they have to continue to do is foul Chester and hope the Clippers miss. They have missed 3 foul shots out of 6 here, or 3 out of 5. So inbounding the ball, Chester. And Randolph is fouled in the backcourt by Blackburn. Number three on Luke, 46.9 seconds to go. Chester led 13-3 after one. Hershey had a tremendous second quarter. It was tied at half, 22-22. Chester, a big third quarter, led it 40-30. Randolph at the line, shooting two, and the front end is good. Brian Randolph the third, three in the quarter, and 11 for the game. Randolph again. Up. Got it. Two free throws for Randolph. Chester's lead is 8. 44 seconds ago in the fourth quarter. Wilson left of the key. Ooh. Collar looks to drive up. No, but a foul on Camper. Two free throws coming for Collar. Hershey rather had the three. Camper number four.
Well, they didn't really even look for the three, it seemed like to me. They had one opportunity to take a three shot and passed on it. I didn't quite understand that, but.
Got to make free throws of your Hershey, too. And yep. Collar is smooth, baby. He's only a junior. Bangs at home. Lead for Chester is 7, 58-51. 30, still 37.2 seconds to go. Up. Ooh. In and out. Rebound, Sudan. But Chester, 7-point leading the ball. And Randolph is fouled in the backcourt. 34.4 seconds to go in the ball game. Coach Blackburn, I'll tell you what, tremendous job. This is only the seventh trip to the States in the entire history of Hershey Trojan basketball. Picked up their first state playoff win in 9 years last week against Pencrest. Randolph first is up and good.
Boy, he's
coming through now.
Making money on the free throw shots, boy.
Chester leads at 59-51, 34.4 seconds ago. Fourth quarter, Randolph again. He's a junior. Chester loses six seniors. Up. Good. Chester getting a lot of foul shooting practice right here. Here comes Hershey back down by 9. Hedrick, top of the key, Collar. Jake Wilson right side. Hedrick is going to be out of bounds on the far side.
They couldn't take it.
26.5 seconds ago, fourth quarter.
Hershey comes in and holds the ball for a little while. Of course, they won't allow him.
Randolph,
foul him.
Sudan.
Oh.
He gets the ball stolen away. Three ball. No good. Hershey taking the ball away right there and a foul. Boy, if he makes that shot, it's down to six again. But there's a tie-up? Are they going to call a reach-in foul? Guess he got him. He said he went. The referee told Coach Blackburn the Hershey player went through his arms. So, anyway, it's Randolph. Brian Randolph the third again at the foul line. 18.9 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Chester by 9, and they're getting closer to advancing to that 32nd state quarterfinal game against either Martin Luther King or Abingdon Heights out of Scranton.
Yeah, we're not getting any updates on that score. So it
starts at 8 o'clock. I tell you, Randolph has been money here. Unbelievable job. 6'2" junior. Chester has a lot of these guards back next year. Going to be tough at the guard spot. We'll see what kind of size they have. Misses that one. Chester by 10. 16 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Hershey back, and they lose the ball out of bounds off of Hedrick. 12 seconds to go. Coach Blackburn says no foul, and that will be the ball game.
Yep.
Inbounds to Smith. Smith is a sophomore. Carter to Randolph, and that'll be the ball game. Chester is going to win it 61-51. Both teams come over. Assistant coach Kenny Harris, Jimmy Dennis, Jamai Springfield, Coach Yarbrough, Spence, Coach Carter, shaking hands with Coach Blackburn and his staff. Very, 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 very good sportsmanship again. Showed by Hershey and Chester. Yeah, and we're used to seeing Chester a lot, and it's just it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and nicely played game by everybody. I mean, the fouls were at a minimum, and it's just good basketball. And unfortunately, it got a little bit away from Hershey towards the end. But other than that, it was a good game all the way through.
So Hershey closes out the season 14-14, but they will be back. And I hope they get some radio coverage out there next year because they're going to have one heck of a solid team, the Trojans, and Coach Blackburn, a lot of guys back. Chester improves to 22-6. And they will advance to Saturday, state quarterfinal game. And we'll find out who it is a little bit later on tonight.
You'll go to a commercial break.
Yeah.
Come back and we'll give scores, or, you know, individual scores.
Yep.
And then we'll get off the air. But, again, we also have to talk about a little bit about what's going to happen on Saturday. So,
yes, sir.
All right, so we'll just break now because you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com, where high school basketball never sounded so good.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to the legendary Yogi Strom Gymnasium in Pottstown. The Chester Clippers boys basketball team advancing to the state quarterfinal game for the 32nd time in their history. And the great thing about Chester, Mike, small town America. Regular old-fashioned small town public team. I love it. And Hershey, seventh trip to the state playoffs, they close out the year 14-14. Chester wins at 61-51. Coach Larry Arbrey in his ninth year, 214 wins. Again, he has a couple of state titles, too. D it up, my man. A lot of Lamar and all the Chesters saying hi to their hometown boy here. But I tell you what, we call a fair game, Peach Howard and the rest of the gang here. Mike, it's great. It's a great thing. So Chester wins it by 10. Really quick. Running down the scoring here, Michael Man Smith for Chester with 3. Larry Arbrey, coach's son, with 2. Arad Carter, 10. Jamai Evans, super sophomore, 5. Brian Randolph, the third, 15. Jamar Sudan, 19. And Jordan Camper was 7. Hershey, they have a lot of their kids back next year. And in Harrisburg area, they don't have to worry much about the recruiting thing with the Catholic schools. So, you know, I mean, so they have a good shot. Unlike Chester in the charters and stuff like that. But Hershey has a lot of guys back next year. Chase Wallace has 11 for him. Good job by Chase. Jake Wilson was 17. He's a junior. Sean Collar with 8. He's a junior. 5 for Luke Blackburn, the only senior, with 5. Luke Hedrick, 6. He's a sophomore. And Nick Kynes with 4. So Hershey ends up again 14-14. Chester against Martin Luther King, regular old Philadelphia Public League school, against Abingdon Heights in Coach Bianchi, my good buddy.
And the winner takes on Chester.
Yeah, takes on Chester.
Right.
Archbishop Carroll is winning, you said, on the boys' side.
Yes, yes.
So they're going to beat Palmyra.
So
we'll
have
advance.
Two choices of what we're going to do about a game. So we'll wait and see. But check back with DelcoHoops.com to see who we're going to go broadcast for on Saturday and what the time will be and where it will be. Of course, it won't matter if you're going to listen to us where it's going to be. We have to worry about that.
Yes.
But, so, all right, that's
I want to thank everybody here at Pottstown High School. Yogi Strom, the referee, one of my favorites, very charismatic ref back in the day. The referee, the last time the Sixers won the NBA championship in 1983. I'll never forget it. This is his gym. Baby, you gotta love it. And again, the great Bobby Shantz. Mike, thanks for joining me. Chester wins at 61-51 off to the state quarterfinals on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.